Just 24 hours after the moratorium was presented to the public, the council held its second reading of the emergency, Ordinance Number 7. The measure is specific to increases in commercial building size or floor plans. Interior remodels and properties in residential and lodging zones are exempt. Anything that has been reviewed by staff or boards or was submitted by 5 p.m. Tuesday does not fall under the restrictions. Council chambers were full last night, but only about half a dozen citizens gave their input during public comment. Most did not have an issue with the council's claim that in order to revise the current land use codes, a moratorium would have to be set. But the emergency aspect of the legislation was described as deceitful, unnecessary, and perhaps even illegal. Neil Siegel referred to the city charter, which only allows for an emergency ordinance, one that takes effect immediately instead of the typical 30 days, in specific situations.
And they're set forth quite plainly. Preservation of public property, health, peace, safety. Those are the four areas narrowly drawn. Now, plainly, the proposed ordinance does not fit within any one of those four criteria.
City Attorney Jim True said the charter is up to interpretation and that the health and safety categories could apply in regards to the assumed rush of land use applications that would come in if land use codes were discussed without a moratorium. Four development applications were accepted into the Community Development Department by yesterday's 5 p.m. deadline, a revised Base 2 plan, commercial remodels at 232 West Main Street and 230 West Hopkins Avenue that both include free market residential units, as well as exterior upgrades at Paradise Bakery. The ordinance only covers certain zones in town, the downtown core, the north end of Mill Street, and almost the entirety of Main Street. Longtime resident Howie Mallory pointed out that one conspicuous development site is not under the Ordinance 7 restrictions.
I noticed that the Galena Plaza is not included in this project, in this proposed moratorium. I question why the 50,000 square foot plus city council project is being exempted. To say that, to do it that way, to me, says that there are two sets of rules, one for the private sector, one for the public sector.
While the emergency ordinance came as a surprise to the public, some city staff and council members have been working on the language for such a moratorium since last fall. Councilmember Adam Frisch first brought the idea to Mayor Steve Skadron and then Community Development Director Chris Benden. I spoke with Frisch Tuesday afternoon about the timeline leading up to the surprise action.
I suggested this to the mayor at the end of November, and he thought it was worthy of having a very small group of staff participate in that kind of dialogue. And so the four or five of us talked. And
two council members and staff?
The mayor, myself, and a couple people on staff. And the decision was at the time, we don't want to overreact, and that the development docket was really light at the time. And then in the end of February, we had another discussion at the council table in a work session, and staff was raising some concerns that they had about the expansion of residential use, squeezing out commercial space outside of the core, but still in the city of Aspen. And it was the first time in 4.5 years that I was at a meeting where I felt like staff was hesitant to express their full and honest opinion.
What did they want to say and what couldn't they? Why?
My takeaway is that staff wanted to say we are seeing exactly the same thing happen in C1 and CC happening in the mixed use, and we probably should have a discussion about not allowing mixed use buildings that have a residential component.
When I interviewed Jessica last week, who was announced as the new community development director, her priority, almost word for word, was the same as what you were saying, is matching up the AACP and land use. Was she one of the staff then who the second time around knew about it?
Yeah. And so Jessica and Jennifer Fallon were brought into the discussion a couple weeks ago. It was instrumental for them to know. So there was just a handful of people that knew. And then between October and November, and obviously leading up until end of February, the rest of council was kind of brought into the discussion and value, you know, input sought. And so that's kind of how it was. And I think I think one of the important aspects of being able to put these moratoriums and emergency ordinances is that sadly there needs to be some kind of surprise aspect to it. And I think some people are probably taken aback by the timing of it. But, you know, I stand by that. I think it's the right thing to do for the community, as frustrating as it is to have to make the step.
The measure passed unanimously and is effective immediately. Allison Bektish, Aspen Public Radio News.